People don't want to talk about death, and in particular, suicide. But it's important to talk about it. It's the third leading cause of death for youth. Depression is the number one cause of suicide. Radioactive's Lola Garcia brings us the story of a young man and how his death affected friends and family close to him.
Here in a park in Ellensburg, Washington, there's a small stream. A tree grows beside it. Daniel Curtis de Hollander's ashes lie beneath the roots. Daniel committed suicide here last year. The tree is his memorial site. Daniel was a friend of mine, and like many, I've been trying to make sense of his death. I went to the people who knew him best to find out who Daniel really was. Sarah is Daniel's sister. They were very close.
I would say he was not like most brothers in the way that he wasn't really overprotective because he wanted me to experience things to the fullest.
Nick is Daniel's younger brother. He remembers a time when Daniel helped out a teammate during one of his cross-country races.
Daniel noticed that he was struggling. He was in the very back. So Daniel ran with him, just running around him in circles until he got to the very end. And they sprinted together and Daniel dropped off a little bit so Ethan would finish ahead of him.
Daniel was a lot of things. To his parents, he was exceptionally smart. And they considered him to be more towards the genius realm. To friends, he was funny and always held some dark, twisted humor up his sleeve. He was sarcastic just as much as he was serious. He skipped the small talk and always went straight to the point. It seemed like Daniel had it all. At least that's how it seemed to his friends and me. His family saw a different side. Daniel was struggling with depression. He had his first suicide attempt at 14. His family sought help right away. For the next 4 years, his family thought generally things were going to be okay. July 10th, 2014. Nick came home to find his family sitting around the table. They were crying. Daniel was missing. Then they found a suicide note. Nick and his dad went searching for him, and then his dad got a call.
When my dad got the call, he didn't have to say anything. I could see the expression on his face change, and I knew that it had happened, but I was just waiting for him to say something, and as soon as he said something, I just lost it.
Daniel's father, Guillermo de Hollander, was stunned.
It felt as a horse had kicked me right in the heart. I can distinctly remember the feeling I had as I sat out the rest of the day. The day seemed to go on forever after that moment. We all sat there outside on the porch. None of us knew what to do.
Since Daniel's death, his family has had to figure out how to cope. Each of them is doing something. His father knew he had to stay strong for his other kids. For his part, Nick has started paying more attention to how his friends feel.
I take it very, very seriously, and I make sure that I am available to them at all times, if and when they want to talk.
Sarah does too, and makes a point to encourage people. She does her best to make sure that others feel like they have her support.
Like, I reach out to people who are struggling with their mental health and keeping it in, like, a positive place. I also, like, I go to kind of, like, suicide awareness events.
As a family, they don't want people to forget Daniel and don't want anyone else to go through what they've experienced. Daniel's father has advice for people who are on the outside and are unsure of what to do.
Take a suicide attempt or note or any talk of it seriously and get them into counseling. The one thing I'd say is you just keep telling your child you love them and that you would miss them if they did anything stupid. Life is a gift, and it can be changed and snuffed out in a second.
Sarah's advice is that people shouldn't be afraid to talk about Daniel and his death, even though it's hard and sometimes awkward.
It's such a hard topic that people don't want to bring it up because they're afraid to say something wrong or to hurt me or something, but honestly, I'd rather have someone say something that's wrong or hurtful than have people completely ignore the whole topic.
When I think of Daniel, the first thing that comes to mind is Pink Floyd. It was his favorite band. And for lots of us who knew him, seeing anything Pink Floyd related makes us think of him.
There's just times when, like right when we get in the car and like turn on the radio, the song Wish You Were Here like just starts playing. Like, you know, that's like the first song he showed me by Pink Floyd, and you know, he loved Pink Floyd.
After Daniel's death, a group of his friends and his sister all got tattoos. Many of them make reference to Pink Floyd's album Dark Side of the Moon. Sarah's tattoo says, "Wish you were here, Daniel." To keep Daniel's spirit alive, Daniel's mom helped pass a bill for suicide awareness and started a scholarship at Ellensburg High School for a college-bound senior who excels in math and or science. It's called the Daniel De Hollander Memorial Scholarship. With Radioactive, I'm Lola Garcia.